Voting is now closed for Thailand's general election. Observers expect three parties to dominate: caretaker Prime Minister Anuchin Chanwirakun Bumchatai's party, the Shinawat clan's Phuthai, and the Reformist People's Party. Millions of voters turned up to cast their ballots for the next House of Representatives. The chamber will choose the next Prime Minister, which will be the country's fourth in 3 years. A national referendum was also held today, the first time in Thai history one was conducted on the same day as a general election. Voters were asked if a new constitution should be created to replace the current one crafted by the military. Well, let's go live to Saksit Sayasombat in Bangkok. Saksit, and what happens now after the polls have closed?
Yes, indeed. The general election here in Thailand for 2026 has concluded. As you can see behind me, this polling station and over 100,000 other polling stations are closed now. And as you can see, no more voters are being accepted unless you are still queuing up at one of those polling stations. Then you still have a chance to come here. But this polling station has wrapped up pretty early. And as you can see, there are people going. The officials are now rearranging the polling station. They are preparing the boxes, and they are going to open those boxes in order to count the votes. And there are three ballots on the vote today, as you have mentioned. There's a green one that's for the constituency candidate. There's a pink one that is for the party list candidate. But also new and for the first time ever, there's a yellow one, and that is for the constitutional referendum, which asks citizens whether or not they want a new constitution replacing the 2017 constitutions. And as you can see, the board in the background, that is going to be a very simple tally that they are going to count. They're going to count the votes, saying that it goes either to this candidate or to this party if this ballot is spoiled, or also the option of no vote exists as well. Now, going into the next few hours, this polling station, as we mentioned before, is rather small. We've talked to elections officials here, and they say they expect to be done with the initial count within an hour or so. Most polling stations across the country, from our experience, should be done in about 2 hours or so. And then what we are expecting here is that there is going to be a preliminary result by 11 p.m. local time. That's when we're going to know roughly the lay of the land, the political landscape, with about 95% of the votes counted. Of course, the Election Commission is going to through all these election results again, and they have 2 months' time to verify. Having said that, also, what's going to happen tonight as well? The parties are going to be watching very closely about the results here, and they're going to maybe have reactions, and if the results are not in their favor, maybe they say nothing and wait how this all pans out.
Right, Saksit, where are some of the major battlegrounds that you're seeing where potentially that could be really close fights?
Now, there are many, but I'm going to limit myself to three. Now, first of all, there's the capital here, Bangkok. It has 33 constituencies, and in the 2023 elections, the predecessor of the People's Party Move Forward, they have almost swept all 33, save for one district. However, it's not going to be very easy for that party to defend all their constituencies. We are hearing reports that they are going to have a rough fight with many other parties, including a resurgent Democrat Party, which used to be very strong in the capital. Also, many MPs have either been swapped out or switched over to the party list seats, so neighborhoods and residents in the neighborhoods may have to get used to a new candidate as well. Now, then also, the south is very much a very heated battleground, from the Andaman Sea to the Gulf of Thailand, from Koh Samui all the way down to the border with Malaysia. That is a very heated contest there as well, with many so-called big families, local influential clans that we have everywhere in the country. Especially down in the south, there have been switching parties left, right, and center. And that is also where, for example, the Bumchatai Party, the current ruling party of Prime Minister Anuchin Chanwirakun, is expected to make that very big. However, the flood catastrophe that we have seen, especially in Songkhla province, may factor in that as well. And then last but not least, the northeast of Thailand, Isan, that is also another region where a lot of eyes are going to be there. Normally, a stronghold of the Pheo Thai Party, of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, they are feeling the heat encroached by Bunjai Thai Party, which is also in the northeast, their home province of Buriram. And also, let's not forget, many of these provinces border to Cambodia, which was the scene of intense border conflict and armed clashes there. So that can also factor in as well, especially with the Bunjai Thai Party using nationalist rhetoric also to whip up their crowds, to whip up their voters into voting them as well. But having said all that, now that the votes are being counted behind me, we're going to see very soon, hopefully, how this all pans out here in Thailand.